Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. We've got a lot to go through, and actually, we will be getting into the Virginia resolutions, but I do need to kind of breeze over a little bit of marketing. Got to take advantage of these distractions, that's what we'll call them, but I've got to take advantage of those so that I can help you look at these things and actually get you to start asking yourself, how much more am I really going to take? What more evidence do I need before I get involved? But before we get into that, and before I get into a tirade and go down tangents, this show is also sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org as well as RepublicReview.org. You are listening to the only show that discusses how to get the federal government and how to get our public servants into compliance to our constitutions. The number to call in is 215-867-8255. Again, the best way to get a comment, because when I get a nasty comment, I'll include it, but the best way to get your comment or have a conversation, or I should say have me address a concern for you, would send me an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. So let me kind of breeze through a few of these things after we go through this groveling, and then we'll get into the VA, which are the Virginia resolutions. Of course, as you know, we need help. We need to start working together. If we're not united, then that concept of division and failing will come to pass. Remember, united we stand, divided we fall. And so we need to start uniting, because there's truth in that, as you know. So we need to start coming together. There's ways you can come together. One of those ways is, as you know, sending me an email. I will help you start becoming the leader that you may need and actually showing other people how to get involved in your county and your state. There's another way as well. You can also throw us, you know, a contribution to help us cover our travel costs, because that's really what we're trying to get at this point in time, just covering travel costs. We have a lot of things that we want to do next year. We want to do some rodeos for Republic Review. We do need funding to do this. These things will succeed. We're going to get into these things. I'm going to expose the business plan to you and how this will work, so that hopefully you'll start contributing and get behind this. We cannot succeed if we do nothing. So somehow we all have to contribute one way or the other. I am absolutely happy if you contribute with your feet on the ground, knocking on doors, making phone calls, doing research, and that type of stuff. As a matter of fact, we may not need to spend a penny if you would take the time to get involved, if everybody took the time to get involved and take their government back. But most people are just too busy. And unfortunately, there's people that just say, well, I'd just rather throw money at it and, you know, and trust you, or trust, this good organization or so forth. And I'm telling you, we're going to get into this, but I believe the deep state goes into organizations that you wouldn't even imagine. So let me also point out that there's other ways to get involved. There's our first right. That information is right there on our podcast page. Contact them. Get our representation back to a fair representation, to where your representative should know you by face and name. It's not unreasonable for them to at least understand, a good portion of the 50,000, because I believe that's what they're trying to get representation down to, instead of 750,000 people or about that. The other organization that you should get involved in is the constitutionclub.ning.com with Keith Broders. They're working to repeal the 17th Amendment so that your state actually takes back its suffrage and representation in the Senate instead of allowing corporations and special interests to rule us, okay? So there's ways you can get involved. We beg and plead, please get involved, right? All right, so listening is one way, and I thank you again for tuning in, and I thank you for spreading the word. Keep on spreading the word. As we see our numbers going up, that gives me at least some solace that more and more people are getting the message. It's very important. It's kind of like you know, there's the little kid that runs into town, right? And he's going to tell you the wolf is coming or fire. There's a fire on the other side of the ridge. Whatever the news is, most people would probably listen to the kid if they knew that the kid could be trusted or what have. But most people actually do not listen to that little voice coming out of the wilderness. Most people ignore it because, I don't know what that, it's just a kid. It's just a person. I don't know who that person is. And even though you don't know who I am, just take a listen and listen to how we go through the Constitution. I am defining the Constitution for you the way Madison defined it because I read his words. Don't take my word for it. Take Madison's, take Jefferson's words for it. Take James Iredell, take Rufus King, take James Wilson. These are the framers. They gave us all the definitions necessary in the ratification debates. That is how the Constitution is supposed to be used. That is how it was defined. So anyway, as I always do, I did check and I scanned through the news. There is no news that the federal government is going to relinquish all of its tyranny it is waging on us, we the people. So that means we the people have to get involved. If you're expecting them to just, you know, shed all these tyrannical powers like a snake shed skin, it ain't going to happen. But I'm going to report on it every day just to point out that it still isn't happening. Is that enough for you to get involved? I'm hoping so. I also need to tell you, and I want you to know, if you're on the East Coast, if you're in the Northeastern Quadrant, Red Pill Expo is coming up in Hartford, Connecticut. This is worth your time. I attended last year. It is worth your time. It's a great networking opportunity. Plus, the information that you're going to get is incredible because you're not going to get this information from Fox News, and we'll be getting into that as a part of the deep state. But the reason why we're going to get into it, and oh, let me say this too: it's June 7th to the 9th this year. Okay, this is the Red Pill Expo. So I got a question. Buck asked me, you know, why? And I'm just paraphrasing. Why is everything so messed up? Looking at OCO the communist or OSO the communist and all of these things. And it's just apparently, you know, Buck's up in his age. And the bottom line is most people don't understand how the reason there is so many distractions and so forth, it is chaos. It's chaos. They're trying to make your head spin, and they're doing a great job because, you know, the next natural disaster becomes an added-on distraction so that they can try to do other things while you're not looking, passing that bill or what have you. Remember, NAFTA passed in the middle of the night, and it passed on Clinton's watch. One would have thought that it would have passed on Bush's watch, but there was a Democratic Congress. The Democrats would not have supported a Republican president's globalization bill to surrender us to a globalized economy. Why is it that the Democrats did it? It's because it was on Clinton's watch. And so that actually points and provides evidence, as far as I'm concerned, that we have a uniparty. So anyway, to get into what Buck was talking about and asking about, let me first start off here, Buck, with three premises that I live by. Reasonable people, equally informed, seldom disagree. The problem is that middle part, equally informed. People just aren't being informed properly. I've talked about this quite a bit. Fox News and all of these other news agencies will not mention a word about Agenda 21 or Agenda 2030 and so forth. I've never heard it on Newsmax. Supposedly reputable news agencies start boiling up, it seems like they are filtering the message. The other premise, the second premise I go by, is knowledge is power. But knowledge does not become power until it is acted upon. You actually have to exert that knowledge, and then it becomes power. The third and final premise is, and this is a standard known thing, at least back in the framers' days, people are the fountain of political power. What do all these things have to do? It all has to do with knowing, equally informed, becoming action or taking action on that intelligence or information, right? Knowledge is power, and people are the fountain of political power. What these all basically come and work together is, as people start becoming succinct in their message, instead of making it about abortion, instead of making it about immigration, Common Core, healthcare, and all these distractions, we need to become succinct, and the message has to be compliance. We have to start complying, and we have to demand compliance by our public servants. That is what it's all about. When we come back, I'm going to tell you how far the deep state goes, because it goes actually beyond your imagination. So we'll be right back after this. Thank you so much. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our Republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much.
If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review, as well as my description of the republic review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue.
So the question goes like this. How far does the deep state go? So the deep state is all about pushing us in a very specific direction. So is it only government? Is it only government bureaucracies? Or maybe some of these official non-government organizations like NGOs? Because obviously, All three are steeped in the deep state. But it goes well beyond that. I truly believe that any organization that has been established that is not engaged in trying to push solutions, and I mean not reactionary type of solutions, but actual constitutional solutions, or organizations that have turned their back on the fundamental principles of individual liberty, individual sovereignty, the self-right of association, and so forth. And a good example of that is the Boy Scouts, Boy Scouts of America. They've been penetrated by the deep state, and now they're embracing the deep state ideologies. And so, anybody that is a fond, you know, member and still works with the Boy Scouts, you have to be frustrated because they are going down that path of embracing these deep state ideologies. There are other conservative organizations, and I'll give you, a way to do a litmus test. Ask the person about Republic Review. If you know somebody that's in an organization that is a conservative organization, one of two things. They'll probably say, I don't know anything about it, so I have to go up their chain of command. Or they'll do the due diligence on their own and they'll look into it. Send them to reclaimingtherepublic.org. I've got the, you know, it's really simple. Just read through the bullets. Talks about the process and everything else. This is the only, I'm going to repeat this. This is the only process that actually has states rescinding and withdrawing their applications for an Article 5 convention. There's no other process out there that says, hey, we want to solve our constitutional crisis. And if you want to get on board with this, you need to rescind so that we're all sending a succinct and very clear message. It's about compliance. Interestingly enough, some of these conservative organizations will either lie to you and tell you that Republic Review is a backdoor to a convention. Then, as far as I'm concerned, that organization or that individual loses complete credibility. Have then point them to and go, you need to read this before you really tell me that that's a fact. And have them go read the bullet points and then have them tell you what in the bullet points points to the fact that this is moving us towards an Article 5 convention. There's nothing there. As a matter of fact, this is the only process that gets states out of the application and moving towards opening up the Constitution. We do not need to apply to Congress to assert our authority to enforce our contract. You have to apply to Congress if you want to amend it, or you have to ask Congress to make amendments. Now, if some of these crazy things that the federal, because we're not the kings here, we're not the monarch. It is up to the states to start making these decisions if they want the Constitution amended or not. And there's different paths to go down. But I am telling you, if you really look at the red states, there's no way you're going to lose your Second Amendment rights. I mean, there's no way we're going to compromise the Bill of Rights. You've got 30 plus, I think it's at least 30. I think it's like 31 or 32 red states now. Now, there may not be all completely red, but they're still red enough that they're not going to surrender your Bill of Rights. So, it doesn't even make sense why they would even ask Congress to do anything like that. But I'm going down a tangent. Bottom line is, all of these organizations that say, no, status quo, we got to stay status quo. We got to just elect good people and we got to call them and tell them not to do this. And that's the status quo. Organizations that are doing that, organizations that are saying, we got to hold them to their oath. Yeah, we got to hold them to their oath, but we have to also have them assert authority too. Holding them to the oath is not enough. They have to take action. Now is the time to take action. And as stakeholders of this contract, as the stakeholders of the compact, the Constitution, we have to take action. We have to take it back and enforce it completely. So anyway, the deep state actually permeates into a lot of these organizations, some of these conservative think tank organizations, because they're all talking about, well, we need, you know, sometimes it's not, they don't even want to repeal certain things. What conservative organizations is going down the path of full compliance? We just want compliance. We want to do this. And the only way to do this is by asserting that you have the, because the states do have the constitutional authority to assert over the federal government to do their job. That's why we're getting into these Kentucky and Virginia ratification debates. Or not ratification, Virginia and Kentucky resolutions, I'm sorry. Because we do live in the ratification debates here. Anyway, the whole point is that the deep state goes much further. It is going into organizations. I believe that the NRA has been compromised. I believe that most every conservative organization out there could likely be compromised. However, as I've told you, I believe that the Eagles Forum, because they're not running around saying, hey, the Republic Review is a backdoor to a convention. And when they do, then I'll tell you, they've probably been compromised. But the nice thing about the Eagle Forum is it's not groupthink. This is how we think. This is what we say. This is what we do. And you must be in lockstep with us. They don't do that. Each president of each state kind of, you know, runs and, you know, dictates what they're going to embrace and so forth. So they have a lot of autonomy, and that's a good thing. But I'm just telling you, I'm here to tell you that the deep state is not just government and bureaucracies. The interesting thing, though, I was listening last night on Hannity, and if any of you listen to Hannity, there was a conservative entertainer on there. And this is not the first time I've heard conservative entertainers say this. It's not just this particular one. But I'm telling you, conservative entertainers have been saying that the progressives are using the Constitution as a weapon against us. No, they're not. No, they're not. They're not using the Constitution. They're violating the Constitution and telling us that it's constitutional. They are violating the Constitution in every way possible. The interesting thing is some of these conservative entertainers, like the one last night, is a big supporter of the Convention of States. And that, I believe that becomes the modus operandi of why some of these guys and gals are supporting this Convention of States, because it gives them a chance to live in infamy. 500 years from now, 100 years from now, or even 40 years from now, the fact of G.R. Mobley and all of us that are working together, and I could just start going down some of the names, but it doesn't matter about us. It won't be about us, because it literally will become the state legislators who are doing this. Once they take a hold of the reins of the Constitution, which is in their hands already, the only way the Constitution falls out of their hands is if they surrender that and allow the federal government to put it aside. And that's why this message is so critical. Those state legislators, your state legislators, all 7,383 of them, they all need to understand that they have, the federal government doesn't have the right to put that Constitution to the side. Only the state legislators do. The federal government only has enumerated powers. That is the only thing they can do. Show me in the Constitution where for emergencies or what have you, they have the power to put aside the state's constitution, or I should say the state's ownership and oversight over that constitution, because it's their compact. It's not the federal government's. That compact is what created the federal government. So I'm telling you, when conservative entertainers are telling you that the progressives are using the Constitution as a weapon, no, they're not. They're really not. You know, in some ways, they stand by us and they support free speech, but then they try to regulate speech. So the hypocrisy is very obvious, but they're not using the Constitution as a weapon. We're allowing them to deceive us and tell us, oh, the Constitution, you know, it belongs to lawyers and it's a living document. And I'm telling you, if there's a conservative entertainer that is stating things like this, then I really question how they view the Constitution. So, as I've been saying, the progressives have been violating, and they're on this track currently of violating the Constitution even more. And so if you look at what they've been doing over the course of the last 100 years, they've been rewriting history, they've been rewriting civics, and they've even been redefining the Constitution. As a matter of fact, Marshall started redefining the Constitution as soon as he became the Chief Justice. Electoral College is one of those things that a lot of people are talking about. I believe that it's time we start abiding by the 12th Amendment, and I believe every red county that is in a blue state ought to be suing. If you're in a red congressional district, you should be suing in a federal court the fact that the state and the parties are violating the 12th Amendment by agreeing to throw away your representation of who you want to elect for president. The fact that they're tying the Electoral College to the party to say the winner takes all, or this other crap of the popular vote takes all, that's all noncompliance. And they've been fooling us, and this is so important, I'm going to cover it when we come back. So please stay tuned, and I'm going to close on this Electoral College argument right now.
Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcast and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
Okay, so this Electoral College thing, you got to understand that they're violating the Constitution in the way we are applying the Electoral College today. There is nowhere in the Electoral College that it allows people to be removed from their candidacy. There is nothing that ties anything to parties in the Electoral College. You know, they had parties in 1980 or 1880, and I think it was 1883, 84 when it was finally ratified. Fact of the matter is, the Republican and the Federalist Party and the Republican Party existed. Democratic Party was literally the Federalist reinvented with Van Buren. So the fact is that there is no recognition of parties. If you want to recognize parties, if you want to have primaries, if you want to consolidate tickets, you need to rewrite the 12th Amendment in a new amendment. You got to understand, the framers were very particular. They did not just make changes because they thought, we have the right to do this. No, This process was clearly defined, and they have to abide by the process, which is why they amended the Constitution instead of using statutes and regulations. And they've been violating that ever since. So when you look at how we're voting for presidents, it is a huge violation. So counties, red counties in blue states and red counties in red states, you all need to start suing the government for letting and the election commission and so forth, whoever is driving Congress, the federal government, your state legislators, they all need to be spanked because there is only one process. It's the constitutional process. You in your congressional district vote for a elector, a college, electoral college. You elect one person to go to the electoral college to cast a vote. That's it. You don't get the winner takes all out of the state, popular vote takes all. You want to do that? Amend the Constitution. But until then, we need to be in compliance. See, there it goes again. Every little problem that you are hitting when it bothers you with this, see, oh, they're doing this with the Electoral College. That's because we're not compliant. It's really that simple, folks. Compliance. Say it with me. It provides, I think, solace and comfort. Compliance. There you go. Compliance. It's almost like that Seinfeld, Serenity Now. Serenity Now. Serenity comes from compliance, because when they're complying, they can't be doing these shenanigans. It's that simple. They created a beautiful system that allows for change. You want to change it? Follow the system. Anything else is, well, what's the best way of saying it? It's treasonous. If you're going to go and run rickshaw over the Constitution by doing whatever you doggone well please instead of following it, then that's treason, right? As far as I'm concerned, you're an enemy of the Constitution, and that's why Section 3 of the 14th Amendment created that implication to go after those who commit moral perjury. They removed the concept of, well, it has to be treason, and treason can only be when we're at war and we have an enemy. No, this is about moral perjury, when you take an oath and you actually violate that oath and you deliberately violate the Constitution and or give aid and or comfort to those who are enemies of the Constitution. And enemies of the Constitution are those who are looking to violate it. You know, this just makes so much sense. And I'm hoping this is giving you the clarity. I hope this helps you sleep at night. How do we get there? It's called Republic Review. ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. Go there. Just if you're not familiar with this stuff, this isn't rocket science. This is really simple. This is just fundamental contract law. It's fundamental constitutional paradigms. There's no such thing as constitutional law other than laws that are created in pursuance of the Constitution. But that's it. They have to be lock, stock, and in step with the Constitution. Did the federal government have the enumerated power for that law to be created? If they did, then it's a constitutional law. But constitutional law, as is being sold by lawyers, that doesn't exist. There's no such thing as precedence. There's no such thing as, well, the word precedence exists, but there's no such thing as, oh, well, we've got precedence, and so we can start moving, because they've been using precedence and case law in the Constitution to get us down this path of the globalist agenda, Agenda 21, and so forth. And they can't do that. That's a violation of the Constitution. It's either in the Constitution or not. They don't say, well, we got this right of privacy because there's these emanations from penumbras and so forth. Anyway, I know that there's a lot of people that are yammering about SCOTUS and how SCOTUS can be expanded. The Democrats are looking at expanding SCOTUS. Actually, if you understand the distributive powers and everything else, I am here to tell you that SCOTUS can be cut dramatically. Their jurisdiction needs to be reined into the Constitution, first and foremost. But even more importantly, we do not need this oligarchy of robes. And I'm just here to tell you, and I'm going to throw it out here for you, that the states need to start appointing jurists, because when you have these agenda-driving men in robes, men and women, these ideologues in robes that aren't tied to a specific state, then they don't feel the brunt of, you know, what's going on that southern border states. And so those judges that would be a part of this republic, let's call it, instead of the Supreme Court of the United States, it would be the Supreme Court of the Republic. And that way, those jurists, because you'd have one jurist from each state, then the Supreme Court would be able to easily manage their load. And if they don't have much load, then they can actually be freed up to do other really good things for their state. But the Supreme Court itself should be cut back dramatically. You could have a Chief Justice and maybe a couple of other justices, and we can get into the roles of how to do this, but I think most of the decisions really need to be including of the state jurists, just due to the fact that states have too much skin in the game to allow the court to ramrod unconstitutional rulings and unconstitutional opinions and so forth down their throat. It's time that the states actually step up and you know, I'm not talking about just violating the Constitution, but I'm talking about actually looking at how because the federal government is supposed to serve the republic. They're not supposed to dominate it. So how can we make it so that it serves? So I'm just trying to create a good, intelligent conversation, have an open dialogue about fixing SCOTUS to make it SCOTUR or SCOOTUR. How about SCOOTUR? Yeah, that sounds good. Anyway, let me just get into some quick news. If you haven't heard, New Zealand is arresting people who are sharing the video of the massacre. Are you kidding me? Because they think it's, you know, bad. They're going after people by sharing. I think the reason why they're trying to suppress that is because if you watch the full video, you will see a person with open or concealed carry take that guy down. And that actually says, well, shoot, you know, there would have been a lot more people dead if you take away our right to bear arms. So in line with the Seattle is Dying, I actually posted that. So we've been talking about that this week. So I posted that video. If you want to watch that video, it's on my Red State Talk Radio podcast page on reclaimingtherepublic.org. I also had a conversation with a superintendent of a school district and some Republicans in my home area. And I will tell you that the superintendent, they look at me and they look at the Constitution, you know, they talk out of both sides of their mouth, but I'm a radical as far as they're concerned, because they do not like the concept of enforcing, because they like the concept that schools are a part of the government. It is a government agency. And he's absolutely right. Currently, it is a government agency, and it needs to be taken back, and it needs to be brought back to the community, and it needs to be a community service, not a government agency. And that is why schools are the problems. Their policies, their rules, and all these other things that come from bureaucrats on high have no place in your home when your children come home with these sick and perverted ideas. So in line with education, if you get the need to know news, go read what G. Edward Griffin talks about, the Nashville Teachers Reports Chaos. So this is what's in the news today. Nashville teachers report chaos and violence is overtaking their classrooms after following policies by the Obama administration to reduce the disproportionate number of suspensions for minority students, mostly by keeping kids in school who don't deserve to be there and disrupt learning for their classmates. Teachers can be penalized for referring students to the principal's office. Students have become emboldened from the lack of consequences for bad behavior. So I'm going to leave it right there because this goes back to what I've been telling you, that they're literally trying to take away the consequences of bad behavior. So we'll be right back after this.
Folks, Red State Talk Radio has brought back its monthly newsletter. I know everyone gets a lot of emails, but this is not a daily or weekly newsletter. It's a monthly newsletter. So you will not be overwhelmed with a plethora of emails from Red State Talk Radio. Come on, it's only once a month. I'll be contributing a constitutional perspective to one of the current issues to help everyone see an alternative perspective, or what I believe would be a framer's perspective regarding the issue, to help us maintain a constitutional paradigm. I will also provide information regarding a significant historical context to the time of year so that we can remember our history, so we will not be doomed to repeat the inevitable failings from forgetting our past and origins. Just go to Red State Talk Radio and sign up for the newsletter. This way you can get a focused view of what is going on in the Republic as well as what is going on at Red State Talk Radio. Thank you.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255.
I'm here to tell you, and I've been telling you, and I've said this in so many different ways, that it is evil when we try to go down the path of taking away the consequences of sin. I want you to get that. I want you to understand that. You need to understand this, that what the government has been doing by offering free abortions, they are taking away the consequence of sin. It's the same thing with free health care. Well, go ahead and drink all you want and damage your body. We're taking away the consequences of sins because we're going to heal you. Don't worry about it. Go have as much sex as you want. You get a venereal disease. We're working really hard to take away the consequences of venereal diseases and all these other problems so that you can be as immoral as you want to be. They're also doing this with the school system, and this is what G. Edward Griffin is reporting. And that's why he's basically pointing out, and I'm going to restart where I left off here. Teachers can be penalized for referring students to the principal's office. Students have become emboldened for the lack of consequences for bad behavior. And more students are joining them, causing the problem to spread. Some of the teachers have been injured and have received death threats from students while school administrators ignore the problem. You understand what's going on here. This is the fast track to creating more and more homelessness and drug addiction because these kids aren't getting educated. They're getting in charge of themselves. And so they're running the schools. It's like the wackos are running the insane asylum.
And the district superintendent, Sean Joseph, criticized teachers who want students suspended, stating, "Your teachers are sometimes like the gladiator stadium. Like, they want blood. They want blood, and they want you to feed them. They want you to feed them raw meat." And I'm going, what? How is this in context to educating children and trying to keep a professional and an educational decorum in a classroom? This has nothing to do with gladiators and blood. This is an inappropriate metaphor that has been cast by Sean Joseph. I'm telling you, my friends, they are doing everything to literally turn this republic upside down, and they're emboldening and they're indoctrinating your kids. We don't have a lot of time. If you want to save the republic, because the only thing that is going to save us from this overwhelming wave of democracy and protect the rule of law and our individual sovereignty, our individual liberty, and the privileges and immunities that are guaranteed by this Constitution, they're going to be gone. What is it going to take to get you to become a part of the solution? Because right now the problem is running rampant. Please, I'm begging you, please help get this message out. Please help get with other people to start tuning in. Go to Reclaiming the Republic. I still can't believe that 30-minute video, and I know, God forbid, you lose 30 minutes of your day to watch a video that will set an academic argument why we have to have Republic Review and why this will work. Go read these bullet points on reclaimingtherepublic.org's homepage. Right there on the homepage, I've got the arguments and the descriptions. Look at the model. It doesn't take long to get educated and understand that we have a process that was given to us by the divine hand of providence. There's no doubt in my mind the good Lord knew that we would become mature enough to understand that the Constitution is a compact, and that we, as the stakeholders of that compact, can hold those who are executing it accountable, because it's not their compact, it's ours. That's exactly what Jefferson was doing, and that's why I'm reading these Kentucky and Virginia resolutions again, because on the heels of Congress already taking a shot across our bow, saying we're about ready to start regulating speech and behavior and ideologies. There's no challenges to them controlling your physical property. So they are now going after and controlling your intimate property, your thoughts, your expressions, your ideas, your creations, whether they be great mathematical formulas or what have you. Those are your property. And we have to start coming together again. Divided, we're falling, and we're falling fast. We need to unite, and we need to unite fast. Another thing, if you don't get need-to-know news, G. Edward Griffin points out that Christians are literally under attack, and he points out how the Antichrist war efforts are moving along. The mass murder of Christians is being censored by Western media. The mainstream media is not reporting this, because those who control mainstream media consider Christians to be the obstacles to progress. I've been telling you this, right? That's what they teach the kids in school. Oh, your parents, those Christians, they want to take away your right to good, having a good time and being able to feel good and having sex the way you want to and doing whatever you want to your body. Go ahead and take those drugs. Get involved in this addictive behavior. It's okay. As a result, I'm going back to what G. Edward Griffin stated. As a result, most Americans do not know that 4,136 Christians were killed for faith-related reasons last year in Nigeria alone. More than 120 Christians have been gunned down or killed with machetes within just the past 3 weeks. Breitbart is the only big media outlet to report on it. Many more horrific murders of Christians are taking place across the globe, averaging out to the murder of 11 Christians a day. If you don't think we have a problem, the Antichrist and the war is moving and waging on. What is it going to take, folks? What is it going to take to get you involved and to have you recognize that we need your help? It's just a matter of just getting involved some way, whether you've got, throwing a little money at it, throwing a little time. We have to unite. The only thing for evil to need to succeed is for good men, good people to do nothing. Now, there's this buzz about the freedom of speech executive order. I think this is okay. I think that it is, it falls within the wicket, because when you're giving federal money out and it's a part of our Bill of Rights, the president does have the right to faithfully execute the laws of the land. And when he sees, organizations that are violating our Bill of Rights, then he has the right to do that. I would like to see Trump sign an executive order that basically goes out to every state and say, you better relinquish every single gun control law that you have, because the right cannot be infringed and no state per the 14th Amendment shall pass any laws or regulations that infringe upon the individual privileges and immunities protected by this Constitution. That includes the amendments, not just the body of the Constitution. So the order was issued in response to, as you know, the colleges and so forth. And so I'm just letting you know that I think this is a good thing. If you want my opinion, it is within the bailiwick of the president to enforce the laws of the land. Also, the fact that they're putting more sanctions on Iran, I think that's a good thing, but I don't think that's enough. We need to return to sanctions on all nations who are hostile to individual liberty and individual sovereignty. Remember, I read those 45 goals of the communists. One of those goals was to take away our, and start supporting communist countries and moving our principles away from supporting individual liberty. And so we're rewarding and we've been subsidizing communism. And that's what I've been saying for a long time. We need to start getting our act together, folks. And we need to be very succinct with our message. Compliance. We need to comply to the Constitution, and we need to demand that every public servant, regardless of where they're holding that office, they have to comply to the state constitution and the U.S. Constitution or suffer the consequences. And those consequences are very clear. Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, you violate your oath of office, you commit that moral perjury, you will be banned. It's not like we're going to hang you from a rope, but you can no longer cause damage. You will be removed. You don't have a privilege of being able to serve anymore. We're removing it from you. And I would love to see millions of people actually marked so that they could never be a public servant ever again. That's where we need to go, folks. That's where we need to go. So let me, with 1 minute, start setting the stage, because when we come back, the next show is going to dive straight into this. So what happened with the Kentucky resolution is Jefferson, like I said, he rode out to Kentucky after they wrote the Sedition Act and started regulating speech. And they wrote these 9 resolutions. They got promulgated to every single state. What ended up happening was Virginia responded in kind, and they joined what I call Republic Review. They never executed it, and they didn't write down the details of what they were going to do. But if you look at Republic Review and you look at what they're talking about and what they are saying, because Madison's going to say in here, arrest and interpose and so forth, not to just sit down and say, call your congressman and tell him not to vote this way. No, this is a very proactive action in addressing the violations of the Constitution and taking action in enforcing the Constitution. I want you to understand that we can and we have the authority. The good Lord in his divine wisdom gave us a Constitution and gave us the authority over it. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're reclaiming the Republic, and we all need your help. God bless, and we'll be back.
Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org and let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic.